from the voice of the protester shouting Queer Lives Matter on the street of ENSA's protests in Lagos. To the lawyers and churches that are actively militating against LGBT Ghanaians.
We advocate that Ghana stand on the LGBTQ.
We clamor for the decriminalization of queerness on the soil of West Africa. I am OK Timile, the Queer Nerd of Queer City Podcast, and this is the fourth season of Queer City Podcast. So make sure you're subscribing right now and turning on your notification. We are queer here, we are LGBT here. And you're welcome to this episode. Police arrest and LGBT matters on the soil of Africa, most especially West Africa, is not new. In fact, there had been several recorded cases where police had raided people based on perceived sexual orientation and gender identity or both. By February 18th, 2019, we produced a podcast episode which focused on the arrest of the 57 men that were alleged of homosexuality at a party in Lagos, Nigeria. To listen to that, check out the link in the description box. By Wednesday, December 2019, 47 men went on trial in Lagos, Nigeria, for public display of affection with members of the same sex, an offense that carries up to 10 years or 14 years jail term if found. The men were among the 57 men that were arrested in 2018 and raided in an hotel around Ekpeda, Lagos. On the 27th of October 2020, the case of the 57 men was struck out of court. And while this is a good news to everybody, of course, these men had lost a lot of their lives in 2 years. Most of them can't even go back. Sadly, it didn't stop on the 57 men of Ekpeda. The police of West Africa continued their arrest and illegal discrimination against queer people, most especially if it is based on perceived sexual orientation or gender identity. What I'm saying is, these people that get arrested and violated by the Nigerian police, West African police, Ghanaian police, wherever across the West African soil or even Africa at large, were not caught in the act of homosexuality. They barely get caught in the act. It's always a tip off. It's always they look like it. It's always they are effeminate. It's always they've never been caught in the act. By March 8, 2021, scores were arrested in Anambra for hosting a gay party in an hotel. Police raided the hotel after a tip-off that the suspects were having a gay party. An indigene of the community told them that the gays were having a party at the facility when trouble started. Same thing that happened at the Ekpeda 57, same narrative that the police told, that they got a tip off from people living in that community. Same narrative with the Weybridge arrest. Few years back, 168 suspects were obtained in Bauchi State. This is the northern Nigeria, right? Where, according to the same police, right, they were tipped off by the indigenes of the community again. Sadly, also in 2021, 9 Cameroonians were arrested based on suspicion of homosexuality in Western Cameroon, a city very close to Nigeria.
The administrator didn't know whether to place them with boys or girls. And you can be sure that if we put them in the boys' room, it's all over for them. It's bullying, repeated rapes. Everyone will take advantage of them. Those who have been in prison for 10 years and have never seen a woman, in short, it's misery. So we had to find a way to put them in a safe place and eventually find someone, a prisoner, to look after them.
And back in Nigeria, 2 months ago, 4 men were arrested in Katsina on the basis of homosexuality again, and it's getting tiring, right? 3 years ago, Ifeoma Fafunwa, in our Harvard University video on YouTube, said, "Who would choose to be LGBT and Nigerian?"
Good afternoon. Who would choose to be LGBT and Nigerian? Recent polls indicate that more than 90% of Nigerians support the legal ban of same-sex relations, and that 86% of Nigerians say that the country will be better off without members of the LGBT community.
The funny trend of people being arrested based on tip-off does not seem to stop in Nigeria, Ghana, or West Africa at large. During the latter days of March 2021, 22 persons at a gathering which was claimed to be a lesbian party were stormed by the Ghanaian police service. And 22 of them now have been transferred to Mpraiso police station in Ghana. In one word, Nigeria, Ghana, Cameroon, and I think Ivory Coast have recorded arrest of queer people or people perceived to be queer in 2021. While to most West Africans who are not in any military uniform or police uniform or are anyway lawmakers or even affiliated to the law, right? Homosexuality or queerness in its entirety is still viewed with a lens of religion and social morals instead of the dignity of humanity and as the respect of an individual as a being sharing the same space as themselves in Nigeria or on this planet.
I will not accept it since my religion prohibited it.
Islamically, it's very, very bad and it's not welcome at all. We don't need it.
Whether it's on the street, in the house, in the church, on the road, it's the police, Nigeria, Ghana, LGBTIQ persons on the soil of West Africa still experience violation. And as the world is in 2021, it's still quite sad that the violation cases of queer people cannot be properly reported at police stations, leaving queer people to live in constant fear and sometimes loneliness from walking away from their loved ones. But then definitely a change is going to come, right? Because young queer Africans are taking up digital spaces now to speak up for the right of queer people. You know, it's so beautiful that within the community, the conversation had gone beyond we being visible. You know, 2020, the conversation around the queer community, 2018 itself, was visibility. We needed to be more visible. And beautifully, here we are. We could see the impact of digital activism on queerness in Nigeria. An example is Matthew Blaze. Matthew Blaze's video went viral during the NSAS protest in Nigeria, where they were shouting, "Queer lives matter, queer lives matter." Another great example of ways at which digital activism is seeming to help us go forward now, the Ghana Gets Better protest. LGBT Ghanaians currently are under hostility, and then they could not even, you know, their safe space was closed down by the Ghanaian government, and they were raided, and they could not even have like a physical protest because they would get arrested by the Ghanaian government. But then the internet provided space for the hashtag Ghana Gets Better, Ghana Support Equality protest, and then they were able to lend their voice even though they could not do it physically. So make sure you're supporting them. Support them at on Instagram, they are at LGBT Rights Ghana. On Twitter, also at LGBT Rights Ghana. Make sure you donate to their GoFundMe and help them broadcast whatever they are saying. Help amplify their voice, please. They need you. They really do need you. LGBT Ghanaians really do need everyone's support right now. So please head up to their Instagram page at LGBT Rights Ghana. And also on Twitter at LGBT Rights Ghana, please, and support them so much. It's a wrap on the show this week. We'll get to see you next week. Thank you so much for listening. I am OK Timilei, the Queenhead of Questity podcast. Follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at OK Timilei, and follow the podcast at Questity Podcast on Instagram and at Questity Pod Niger on Twitter, and also on TikTok at Questity Podcast. Send us an email if you want to at thequercity001@gmail.com. thequercity001@gmail.com. I love you so much. See you so next time. Bye.